Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Adi, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about essential oils and the health and wellness industry.
So, how are you doing?
Doing good. Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good, good. You know, it's chilly. You know, so that's sweater weather.
Yeah, you alert. Busted out your sweater.
Yeah, it smells like the closet, I think.
Oh, lovely.
No, it smells fine. So I'm wearing my moccasins like always. Every time we record, I have my moccasins on because aww, my toes get super chilly. You got to mock up. Hashtag mock up.
Whoa.
Yeah, mock up. I'm so excited to talk about more about where I got these shoes and
oh man, how me they too. Feel. We're not talking about that today, but
no,
someday. Oh, someday once they sponsor us.
Soon.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, man. So I want to talk about. Well, don't we have a question actually?
Yeah, we have a question. Are we doing that first?
Sure.
So,
hit me up.
This question comes from my mom.
Straight from Mama Badeka.
It's an unofficial...
Mama Daka.
Okay. It's an unofficial question.
Yeah.
Because she just asked me this in passing.
Yeah, so she doesn't know that we're answering her question.
Right. So, shout out to you, Mom.
You think she'll be listening to this?
I would hope. If you can't count on anyone else, you can count on your mom to be
Mama
your
Daka
fan.
For you.
Mama Daka. So, at the time we're recording this, we have not launched the podcast yet.
No.
And so, I'm saying that because I want to explain why she asked this question. I was talking to her on the phone and I was saying something about the podcast and she asked me, what's it called? What's the name of it? So that's the question that we're answering today.
What's the name of the podcast? So we had all these...
They know. Anyone listening hopefully knows the name of the podcast.
Right.
It's called...
Or the Pulidos.
The Pulidos.
But yeah, so we're going to answer why. Why is it called the Pulidos? Yeah. Even though she didn't ask.
But she didn't ask that, but
the name is the Pulidos. And what did she say when you said the Pulidos?
She said, well, of course, you know me. I launched into this whole explanation of why before.
Uh-huh.
Because I have to justify everything I say.
Said, well then, once upon a time, there was a little boy named Audie. So she said that she liked the name, right?
Hey, I was getting to that. Well, you took away my punchline. I was thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I told her the reason why, which you're going to explain. And then she said, well, it's a cool last name, so you should use it. Which, yeah, my mom's a fan of our last name.
I guess that's pretty cool. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
That's like the second time she's mentioned to me that she thinks Pulido is a cool last name.
Second time?
Yeah.
When was the first time?
I forgot. I forgot. It was like months ago. She said something about it. She was like, yeah. So a teaser for a story we'll tell another time is that we almost had a different last name. Like, there was a time when...
Wait, you?
Both of us. Like, there was a time when our last name may have not ever been Pulido. Right?
Yeah.
So, I'm just teasing that story. But basically, that was the sort of the context. My mom was like, oh, yeah, that other name that you guys almost had, that was a cool name. But Pulido is, like, a very cool name.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's good. Yeah.
So... Okay, so, but why? Why did we name it this? Well, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
we're the Pulidos. That's it. That's our last name. So that's why the name of the podcast is our last name. We had all these other different names, and we brainstormed for so many months and I think a year. And,
literally, probably like 2 years.
Yeah, a year. So we finally came down to... the idea of using our last name. And people that might know me probably know, we should know that I had a different last name. And so
you're giving away the story.
Oh, so we're not going to say that?
No, I said we're not going to tell the story right now.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I thought you meant like a few seconds from now.
No, okay. No.
Anyway,
no.
So that's just our last name. And that's all I'll say. That's it. And my story was that I'll finish my story later, another time. But yeah, so it's our last name. And so we thought, like, you know what? Like, this is... You know, this is our name now. You know, we've been married for a year or so, 2 years, and what?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You're not answering the question.
Why Pulidos?
Because that's the last name. You just keep saying, like, it's our last name, it's our last name, it's our last name. We get it. The point is, and also, what do you mean we've been married for a year or so?
Sorry, 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years, and so. Anyway, that's it.
That's not it.
Okay, can you please tell me that? I don't know.
The reason we called it the Pulidos is because we were talking about all these different things that we're interested in, you know, minimalism, essential oils, talking about family, talking about culture, talking about all these different things. And the thing that unites all of those is that they're the things that we're passionate about and the things that we care about.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's sort of like a lifestyle podcast, gotcha. So to speak.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about ourselves, our lives, and we're talking about the things that we care about. So
yeah.
The Pulidos, it's us.
Yeah. Next time we should rehearse.
And yeah. Let's get our story straight next time.
But that's it. So that's why.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's awesome. I like it. Simple.
All right. Moving on.
Okay, so I have this other story.
How many different ways can Adis explain that this is our last name?
I have this story I want to share. Yesterday, so Savannah ordered this one product from Target, and I want to give a shout out to Target because they need it.
They need it, yeah, right.
They have this thing called, they have a drive-up thing that you pull up. Actually, you drive up to the store and they give you the stuff that you ordered through the online app.
Yeah.
So she ordered something, and so I go and pick it up, and you literally drive up to the store, and where it says drive up, you know, a little station place, and then so it was so quick. I was so impressed. I was actually kind of shocked and kind of scared. I don't know.
Whoa.
Like, so I pull up or drive up, you know, and I pull my phone to look at, you know, to use the app to say I'm here. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to because I think they tracked, you know, my phone and everything. And so they knew I was coming. And then as soon as I grabbed my phone and I noticed there's a
verification
code. And as soon as I grab it, I see that I see like a Target, you know, lady waiting for me outside.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what the heck? That was so fast. So
you barely even had a chance to like open the app.
To even like open the app and, you know, like kind of gather my thoughts and stuff.
Didn't even have a chance to gather
thoughts. Yeah. So I just rolled down the window and she was like, hey, you know, what's the code? I'm like, yeah, here it is. And she's like, here you go. And I told her that was so fast. And she's like, I know, right? I'm like, that was so stinking fast.
Wow,
that was crazy.
Her whole job.
Big shout out to Target.
Her whole job that whole day was just to look out the window for your.
It's like, is he here
for
yet?
For your Chevy Cruze. Like, is he here? Is he here?
kudos to Target and their online. You know.
Good job, Target. You deserve a 2 clap.
Another news, Savannah, as of yesterday, she volunteered me to do the Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah, for my whole family.
For the whole family. And I was a little, you know, I don't know, shocked, a little scared to find out that not only is it your, like, brothers and your mom and, mm-hmm. and grandparents, brother, you know, your other set of grandparents.
Yep.
And so come in and maybe a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
So how many is that? Like 20 people total?
So it's going to be,
I don't know, more or less, like 15 or so.
Let's see. No, let's do the math. It's going to be 5 siblings. Well, actually, 4 siblings, 2 in-laws. That's 6.
This is like a math, like sentence, like five brothers, but and then two in-laws walk in,
No.
and then
So it's gonna be four
four
brothers.
old people.
Four. Hey.
Older, sorry.
Whoa. Four brothers, two sisters-in-law. That's six, and then my mom. That's seven. Four grandparents. So that's 11. Me and you, 13. And then a
And then
cousin,
one that's
14.
vegan and
15.
someone else, yeah,
Oh
so.
yeah, so 15 people. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 people. Two vegans though, so
Two vegans.
it'll basically be for 13. You can
Yes.
cut all that out, by the way.
No, this is good stuff. This is what the people want. They want to
They
know,
want to
how
just
does
see
Savannah do the math,
to figure
to
out
figure
who's
out.
coming to
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
so I'm very proud to And excited, not proud. I'm just excited to reuse this recipe that I found many moons ago. I did this one turkey, like first try for this Thanksgiving kind of potluck for big like people, for a big
For big people?
large for big people for a
For
large group of
giants.
people.
Thanksgiving for giants.
And so I used the dang it, what's her name? The
Pioneer woman.
pioneer woman Thanksgiving turkey recipe.
Did you feel like a pioneer woman when you
I
were
sure
making it?
did, man. It was so good. So the big problem with turkey is that what?
It's too
It's
dry.
too dry, too dry. But this one was so like juicy. One word to describe it, juicy.
Juicy.
And so my biggest kind of like thing to take away from that one time I did the turkey, like to feel proud of, was the someone comes up to me that I kind of
Someone.
admired, at the time.
Aw.
He was like, "Hey, like I've eaten a lot of turkeys, for many years, for many years,
I've been
and
Thanksgivinging for a long
for many
time.
years, yeah." And I never get like leftovers.
Like seconds.
Not seconds,
Oh,
but like
like taking home
I don't
leftovers.
take the
Yeah.
leftovers home. It is the first time.
Whoa.
Something like that. I don't know.
That's
Something like that.
amazing.
So I was like, no way, that's awesome. So yeah, he picked some meat out, and took some meat home, and so I'm like, dang, that's awesome. So I'm excited to do that.
Yeah.
It's a kind of citrusy rosemary turkey.
Busting out
So
the old recipe.
anyway, so my plan was that there's one person in your family that like says like, "Hey, we have to have turkey. It's a traditional thing,
He's like
So,
Ross, you know?
yeah, like we have
Like,
to
this
have
is the way we
turkey."
do it.
So nobody else, like I think, like wants turkey, like or doesn't mind, having turkey
Yeah.
during Thanksgiving, except for him. So my plan originally, before finding out like who else is showing up, was to make a like a little kid's size
A
turkey, like
baby
a
turkey.
baby turkey, just for him. It's a lot. It takes a lot. Less time to
Yeah.
prepare and everything. So, but anyway, so now that I found out that there's other people, like total 15 people showing up, I'm
Yeah.
a little stressed. So my plan is, between now and Thanksgiving, is to
Practice.
practice
Yeah.
with my first turkey. And
That's a
yeah.
good idea. So you're gonna practice at home
Yeah.
before we go there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I like my turkey like I like my gossip. Juicy.
Okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yes. So today we're talking about essential oils and we're talking
How?
about how we use essential
Yeah.
oils and all of that. But before we do,
Let's first start off with the nitty, and then we'll get down to the gritty.
yeah, so there's two things that we want to kind of talk about and address before we get into really talking about essential oils. The first thing is, I'm just going to come out and say it.
Go ahead.
The health and wellness industry, I think, is largely a scam.
That's a hot take
That is
for
a
you.
hot take. It really feeds off of the insecurity of people, often women, in order to make money.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that sentiment?
Yep. Yeah, I
Okay.
would.
So the health and wellness industry really is everywhere. And this is sort of a slight rabbit trail, but I think it's important to talk about. In many ways, it's an offshoot of diet culture, which is this really pervasive idea in our culture that our worth and our value and our happiness is directly connected to our weight and our body size and what our body looks like aesthetically. Then there's this, and that's been around forever, but there's also this new kind of repackaged version of diet culture, which is this health and wellness diet and health and wellness mentality, which still promotes diet behaviors, but it claims to not be about losing weight. Oh, this isn't a diet. This isn't about weight loss. This is just about, quote unquote, being healthy. This is about taking care of your health, taking care of your body. Have you heard those like kind of pitches that are like, oh, this isn't about health and this isn't about dieting, this isn't about whatever, this is just about your health. It's all about your health.
Yeah, I have. It's, yeah, just very put out there, you know, that this is the selling like pitch, you know, to people, and it's kind of like annoying, you know, to hear that and to read that, the stuff that they're trying to sell to you.
So along with this idea of being healthy, this is all about your health and your wellness. There's also this idea of clean living that I think is really closely linked to that. Clean eating and then clean living, which has to do with that everything in our lives has to be clean, quote unquote, clean and quote unquote natural, right? So from the food we eat to the things that we buy and use, and even I would say like the aesthetic of our home and the aesthetic of our life is supposed to be, you know, very clean and natural. And many companies have actually rebranded themselves in response to this with this phenomenon called greenwashing, where they make their products appear natural and clean aesthetically to kind of appeal to this health and wellness mentality and fad. So you might see certain brands promoting their product as natural, or even the packaging will be literally green and have trees and water and these things that conjure up this idea of being natural, right?
Oh yeah, I've seen that a lot. Like, it's crazy how I you know, many years ago I would see that like a little bit, you know, in the products in stores, and but now like it's majority of the stuff is becoming all like green, you know, packaging and like quote unquote natural, organic, and you know, you when you think about organic and natural, you think about green, right? Nature, like you said. And so I've seen that a lot more now, and it's a lot more common to see that. And it's very hard now. It's like, okay, well, what's actually organic? What's actually, you know, natural or whatever. And even the word natural, like, doesn't really mean organic.
Yeah,
And
like what does that mean?
yeah, so
So all of this kind of about diet culture and the health and wellness industry, and the health and wellness diet is a huge kind of separate conversation, but I wanted to touch on it. And if anyone listening wants to learn more about it, especially diet culture, I definitely recommend listening to the podcast called Food Psych. The host over there, Christy Harrison, she talks a lot about diet culture, and it's really, really impactful, especially if you haven't thought about it before ever or really looked closely at what's going on with that. I think it's a really good place to start. With that being said, so kind of the point of bringing that up, I think the reason that diet culture and the health and wellness industry is so huge is because it's attempting to kind of meet this desire that we have to take care of ourselves and the people that we love, including taking care of our bodies and our health. And that's not a bad thing, right? I mean, I think it's normal and good for us to want to take care of ourselves, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I do want to think about the food that I'm eating and how it affects my body. And I do want to think about the products I'm using and how they're impacting my body and my health, meaning like everything from the makeup I wear to the shampoo that I'm using to, you know, the laundry detergent, all of those things.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be told that if I eat a certain food or use a certain shampoo that it's morally bad. And I think a lot of times we kind of connect, even inadvertently, connect those ideas of certain foods are good, certain foods are bad. Certain products and ingredients are good and certain ones are bad. And there can become this sort of mentality of pride and shame depending on kind of how you're living your life in that area.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? Oh, do you totally. Think that's true?
Most definitely. I think we, the majority of us, you know, if not all of us, have that, those thoughts of, okay, well, this product equals this and it's going to be good for me. And, you know, we get that from ads, you know, before ads, commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. So the more that you do research and dig into kind of the ingredients that are in different things like laundry detergent and toothpaste and lip gloss that you find in the stores, the more you can see the other side of it that, yeah, a lot of companies are selling us things that could potentially have negative impacts on our bodies and our health. Like, that's just a fact, I think, at this point, that there are ingredients and things in a lot of products that are sold that aren't the best for us.
Yeah.
Right? And so that is a problem. But then you have these, quote, health and wellness companies that are taking advantage of those concerns. And they're also just trying to sell us stuff that might actually be the same things. They might actually have the same ingredients.
Yeah.
But they're just repackaged to look natural and organic and all those things. And it's just really not great either way. I think both sides of it have problems, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that on the one side, it is a problem to have to just buy things without kind of thinking about what's in it. That can be, you know, that can be a problem. But then it's also problematic for companies and industries to just take advantage of that and try to make money off of those concerns.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that the best kind of response to that is just to be skeptical and to ask questions, but also to not become a slave to health and wellness. So I think it's good to ask questions about what am I using and why am I using it, but to not let that control your life. And that probably sounds obvious and kind of silly to even have to say it, but I see it happen. I see it happen where this desire to live a clean, natural life can literally take over your whole life.
Yeah.
To where that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah.
And it can honestly stop you from just living your life in other ways and being able to do things with people and experience certain things because you're so concerned and consumed with this idea of health and wellness.
Right. And yeah, I've heard, you know, stories of people wanting to use, you know, a certain product and that like negatively affected, you know, the relationships. And so, yeah, we could become slaves to it big time.
Yeah.
You know, and freak out and panic of like, well, it's not this, you know, product that I always use that it's so good for you, where I just ran out of, you know, toothpaste or something that like, it's the best toothpaste. It's the most, you know, awesome and organic and natural and whatever, you know. And so I think you're right. You know, we should be skeptical and ask questions, you know, like, well, why is this product here and what's good about this one? You know, compare the difference.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I don't even really like this phrase very much, but just do the best you can.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes the best you can just means the best that you can in that moment, which, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes the best you can is that there's so many other things going on in your life that you don't have the mental capacity to think about the deodorant that you're using So the best thing that you can do at that moment is just buy whatever deodorant you can.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the second thing we want to bring up.
So now the greedy.
Okay, so that was the nitty. Now here's the gritty. There is an element of privilege going on here, right? And we want to make sure that we are addressing that and not just ignoring it. So first of all, did you want to talk about privilege?
Yeah, so
What is privilege?
what is it? I have the definition, because when I think about that word, I think it has molded into and shaped into and being in and used to describe something that has to do with race. I
Yeah.
think when I think about privilege
It's become
being,
so closely connected to the idea of race.
yeah, and so that's why I wanted to give you the definition. And what I got is, so privilege means it's special right, advantage, or available only to a particular person or group.
Wait, read that again.
Okay. Special right, comma, advantage, comma, or available only to a particular person or group.
Oh, I see. I was confused by the wording, but now I get it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So a special right or privilege or.
No, not special right or
Oh, yeah,
advantage.
sorry. A special right or advantage
Yeah,
or
or only
only
available to
available.
a particular person or group.
Got it.
So that's what it comes down to when we dissect that word. That's what it means. I just want to make that note, because that's what I think when I think about that word. You know, it kind of just now has turned into this one, thing to be used a certain way. But we down to the nitty-gritty of the word, it means, that it's an advantage to for someone,
Yeah.
So
Yeah. So, privilege in this area, I think if you are in a position where you can make choices and have access to the information about things like nutrition and about the ingredients that are in household products, that is a position of privilege because it's not something that everybody has access to. Again, I want to go back to kind of what we were saying before. There's no shame in this. There's no good and bad going on here. So if you are able to choose a certain product or choose a certain food or whatever, that doesn't make you better. That isn't a place of pride, right? You know what I'm saying? But having access to more choices, I think by definition, being able to make more choices about your life and having more information and knowledge on certain things is privilege. And we want to acknowledge that.
There's a lot of people that are not privileged enough to know, to have the information, to have the ability to understand, okay, what is, what are these products, and what do they do to my health and wellness?
Yeah.
And so we are lucky to have that ability to really sit down and think, critically, and be skeptical about it. And because not a lot of people can, and I think that when you think about product, you want to get, something, you have to think about the money.
Yeah.
You think about, okay, well, what's the cheapest, you might think, because you might be in a tight budget. So what is the cheapest option here for me to get the minimum requirement, or
Yeah.
so that's something that a lot of people just, I don't know, go through, right? Because
Yeah.
for me, I always think, okay, what's something that's cheaper, and why bother buy something that's more expensive when I can get this for, 3 times as cheap.
Right.
So there's that, and so just understanding, like, okay, well, this is why it's expensive, because it takes a little longer for this natural or whatever thing to be delivered to you, to
Yeah.
be, so it's a lot more expensive, right? And we find that, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I co totally agree. And I think that would you agree that there's multiple things going on here with privilege, where being able, having the resources and the funds to buy certain things, obviously, is a position of privilege. And then kind right, of yeah. beyond that, taking it a step further, like we said, having the information about those things.
That's true.
Is also yeah. a whole other level of privilege. And I think they're both important to address.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. So having the knowledge and also having the funds.
The ability. Yeah.
The you know, to have access to that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That's true.
I think you used a good word a minute ago by saying, you know, that we're lucky to be in this position in a sense. And I don't use the word lucky that often.
Yeah.
But the thing with privilege, it's an unearned, special, what was the definition?
Oh, special right, advantage.
Yeah, special right or advantage, that yeah. it's unearned. Kind of moving on from that, if we're acknowledging that we have this privilege, and I think this is, you know, a kind of a smaller thing
mm-hmm.
in the big picture of life and everything.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about it?
Right.
Like, are we just going to sit here and be like, oh, by the way, we know that we're privileged in this. So yeah, anyway, moving on. Or what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, I see it as like a, you know, you have, which is the best word, but like a gift. You know, you receive a gift mm-hmm. and you open it up, right? And an actual gift, right? You open it up, you're like, this is awesome. You know, something that like, this is a cool thing. This is something that I could use as an experience. And like, and share with people.
Yeah.
You know, like a game or something. Like, okay, cool. Well, I think it's more fun to play with people.
Yeah.
Not just play by myself. It brings more extra joy. So, like, I want to share it with people and go out and, like, so, like, hey, like, let's look, check this out, you know, check this game out and stuff. So, I think, like, with this having the power of, you know, knowledge and understanding, okay, cool, this is, like, you know, this is what, the signs behind certain stuff, here's the facts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say, come off as like, well, like, we figure it out.
Exactly, we're like yeah.
on top of the mountain.
Right. That's you not, know?
Like, look at
I
us.
I don't feel
like,
that way.
Like, oh man, all the rest of y'all don't have it figured out
yet. Yeah, like,
we yet.
Figured out the secret to life, like, and let not. Us bestow our wisdom on you. Yeah, like, that's no. not it.
No, I don't think we've ever will make it to the mountain, you know, this like there's no mountain that we feel like we're on.
Right.
You know, and so we're trying to figure out too
mm-hmm.
and be skeptical too and ask questions. And again, you know, why this, why that? And so I'm not saying like this is, you know, like listen to us, follow us. Like, no, like, you know, question us, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to get that put out there, you know.
So with all of that said, now that we've laid the foundation that we wanted to talk about with the health and wellness industry and talking about privilege, the second part of this episode is we're going to be talking about some of the things that we use for health and wellness, the things
mm-hmm.
that we use to promote our health and things that we have found beneficial.
Yeah.
With all of those things in mind. So we don't want you to just take our word for it and kind of believe what we're saying or think that we're just trying to,
yeah.
you know, to scam you in the same way that we were talking about.
Yeah.
We have thought long and hard about, you know, about these things and started using them. And so we just wanted to share that, but we definitely encourage you to look into it for yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So we're going to be talking about Young Living, the company, and we are members of Young Living, and we also recently started doing it as a business. And Young Living has, so when you become a member of Young Living, it's kind of similar to becoming a member of like Costco or something like that, where, except for it doesn't have an annual fee in the same way that Costco does, but yeah. it's just that when you become a member, then you get the wholesale price for things, which I think is kind of similar to the idea with Costco. So when you become a member of Young Living, you basically get wholesale price on all of the products, and
mm-hmm.
And that's it. And so to become a member, you just have to get a a starter kit, or there's different ways to do it, but that's it. There's no like annual fees or anything like that along with it.
And that's how we got started, right?
Yeah, we got started using a starter kit, and I think we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, I wanted to just kind of address like why we decided to use Young Living, especially in light of everything that we were just talking about with kind of being wary and skeptical of health and wellness companies and the health and wellness industry as a whole. Why did we decide to start using Young Living products, and why have we continued to use them for like 2 years now, or over 2 years now?
Uh-huh.
So what would you say?
I think that it was about going back to simplicity, you know, keeping things simple and knowing what's in the products that we put on and in into our bodies.
Yeah.
So that was the big answer to the why, like why go into this? But yeah, it was, you know, keeping things just simple and like,
yeah, I think I know what you're saying with simplicity. I think a lot of it had to do with choosing a company that we felt like we could trust what was going into the products that we were using and putting like in and on our bodies.
Yeah.
And that was something that we had previously been really struggling with. I think I talked about, you know, being so frustrated, like
right.
in Target and just not knowing what to buy. And I think we do this a lot where we kind of put a level of trust into certain companies, like, and become, you know, kind of loyal to them because we feel like, oh, they have provided this great product for me in the past, and I'm putting a level of trust in them that they're going to continue to do that in the future, so I'm going to keep giving them my business, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was very hard because, you know, we go to the store and we see all these products out there, like, well, why don't we see products like Young Living, you know, in certain stores like Target or whatever, and that kind of begs the question, like, well, if this product that, you know, has all these, you know, toxins in them, why is it being sold?
Yeah.
You know, so that was kind of my reasoning to not wanting to be part of this Young Living, you know, membership. But that's just, you know, how a lot of things are, you know, are, and like they're being promoted to us and being sold to us. And, whether, you know, it has certain good things, bad things, or whatever, it's being sold. And so that doesn't mean that it is good for our bodies, exactly. right? If you look at the ingredients and stuff, you know, it has certain things similar to foods and stuff, you know, with like organic, non-organic, and all that. And so that really opened my just understanding of like what is in the products, and so that I had to be really more mindful of like what am I buying, what am I using, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that's a really good point. And I think there is a very good parallel there with food, because it is similar. These are all things that are affecting our bodies in different ways. And with food, it's like we know that certain foods are, you know, have different nutritional value and are going to affect our bodies different ways. And we know that every food that we can go to the grocery store and buy or pick up in a drive-thru is not going to have the same effect on our body and isn't going to have the same value to our body. Uh-huh. But at the same time, we also know that we can't always trust when a label says like healthy or, you know, when it's promoted in a way to make you think that it's good for you, or like low fat, low sugar, like you don't know what is in there, and you have to actually look for yourself and figure out what's in it. And so I think it's very, very similar with products. But I think that we tend to be more willing to trust other types of products than we are food. And so we're trying to kind of take that step further and be like, okay, well, let's look into the other things that are going on and in us and not just food.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So with that, let's start talking about essential oils and the things that we started using with Young Living. And like I mentioned, a lot of times the best way to kind of get started is with a starter kit. And Young Living has a couple different starter kits. I want to say at least 4 or 5. It could be more. And this is just a way to get you started, basically, hence the name. And
Yeah.
it's a really good deal, all of them. It like if you calculate up how much each product costs, you're getting a discount by buying it in the starter kit. And the one that we started with is the Essential Oils Premium Starter Kit, and so it comes
Yeah.
with 12 different oils, and then it has some and then it has some samples of other things in there, and then it also comes with a diffuser, which is really cool because that's one of the main ways that you can use oils.
Right, yeah.
So really quickly, let's talk about what exactly are essential oils.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I know that we hear that word a lot.
We've been hearing that more now.
Exactly,
You
yeah.
know, yeah, and we're starting to see these products like show up in, you know, out of stores and stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's very true. It's become kind of trendy and all that. And essential oils are basically plants. They're made from plants, and the essential oils are extracted from the plants in different ways, and they go through a distilling process.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more that goes into it that you could look into, but basically they come from plants. And anyway, and then the three main ways that people use essential oils are diffusing them, which I think people might be somewhat familiar with that.
Right.
You have a diffuser and you
And
fill it
then
with
with water and then some drops of your, you know, favorite oil and then press the button and then it diffuses for you
Yeah.
and you smell that and it's very good. I use I know we're going to talk about like what's in the starter kit thing,
Yeah.
but my favorite one is Valor that comes with, you know, in the starter kit, and I use that for sleeping, and that helps me a lot. Apparently I might have some like sleep problems. Savannah found out just by hearing me breathe weirdly, and how she described it, I'm like, that's how like my mom sounds. So I'm gonna have to give her a call too. But yeah, so and it makes sense. Like I guess I don't have like a deep sleep, you
Yeah,
know.
it seems like
And
you're not sleeping very
yeah,
deeply.
so anyway, so with Valor that kind of helps. That's one of the things that it helps you know, just soothe your body. And yeah, I think
Yeah.
so far has been awesome, you know, good help, a good support for my sleep times and stuff. And so
Yeah.
it's been cool. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, you were saying.
Oh no. Yeah, that's good. And so that's one way to use them is diffusing.
Yeah.
And not only does it obviously makes the room smell good, but it
Yeah.
also can have benefits on like your emotions
Right.
and the way that you feel. And certain oils can also just help cleanse the air in the room.
Right.
And then the second way that we use them is topically, so just using them like on our skin.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be the way that we use them the most, like us
Yeah.
personally. One thing that I really love to do is with some of the calming oils like Stress Away and Valor,
Yeah.
lavender, is just put it like on my hands or on my wrist and like cover my face with my hands and breathe deeply.
Yeah.
And that was something that we had our kids do a lot too.
Yeah.
And that seemed to really help. It just, it's like stopping and taking a deep breath, but then with the added benefit of having these like calming oils.
Right. Yeah. And going back with Valor too, that's also something that we use, and like it's a mix blend essential oil. It has all these different things and stuff, and it's called Valor because it's, you know, supposed to give you some like valor, you know, in your life. So we used that one time when we had to go to the court
Oh,
to
yeah.
like, and then Savannah had to speak, you know, and on behalf
Of the
of the
kids.
kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we put that on, and I was calm because I was gonna speak, but she had, you know, she was ready, she had that Valor on
Yeah.
and on her and stuff. And yeah,
Definitely.
and so it definitely helps with, you know, stressful situations like that.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. And then topically, it can also be used for more specific things like lavender can help with if you have like a burn or
Yeah.
a scrape or something like that.
Yeah, it's so nuts. Honestly, I've had in the past some little things, you know, like hangnails or
Oh,
something,
yeah.
like, you know, you pull that apart, you know, you pull that and like it hurts, right? And then your whole like little part of the skin like is swollen and it swells up, and so you just put like I put some lavender on, and then it like helps. It
Yeah.
soothes it, and it's so crazy.
I know.
So it's pretty awesome. And then the other one, right, peppermint,
Yes.
which is awesome for like headaches and stuff. Like if you do have a headache, instead of taking Tylenol and ibuprofen or something, you put that, a couple drops on like your forehead and stuff on
Yeah.
the what do you call those
The temples.
temples, and then and yeah, like most of the time, like it does help,
Yeah.
and it's pretty crazy how that peppermint just pretty crazy.
I know, it really is. Yeah, and peppermint also is kind of like an invigorating, like uplifting kind
Yeah,
of
so don't put this on
scent.
your eye by accident. It's
Yeah,
going to
that will
sting.
burn. Yeah,
I've
you
done
gotta
that a
be
couple
careful
times.
with that.
I've done that a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, and then really quickly, I was just gonna mention the third way that you can use
Oh
oils
yeah,
is
sorry. I feel like I keep
no,
interrupting
it's
you.
fine. I'm glad you're like talking about these things because yeah, you're describing it. But
Yeah.
is you can also ingest some of the oils.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna talk about one of the starter kit oils, which is called Digize, in just a minute. But yeah, there's different ones that you can ingest, just like there are certain plants that you can eat and certain plants that you can't eat.
Yeah.
Because there's even essential oils that are like lemon and orange and oregano and parsley, like things that you've definitely heard of, you know, that
Yeah.
are edible. It's just in the form of an oil. Yeah, so with that, let's briefly talk about some of our favorite starter kit oils. I know we talked about some of them already, like Valor.
Yeah.
That one, that, I mean, I feel like for both of us, that's one of our very favorite oils. It's
Yeah. So yeah, my favorite reason is, which I think applies to all of them, is the scent, the smell of
Oh,
it,
yeah, it
the
smells
aroma,
so good.
and so it smells really good. They have like Valor deodorant and stuff, and smells really good,
Yeah,
so
and
it's
I
really
also
cool.
love the color.
Yeah, the color's very, it's like blue,
Yeah, and there's just
and
something so cool about that because like a lot of the oils are just kind of a clear
a clear
color,
color. Yeah.
but Valor is blue. I think I could be wrong. I should probably check this, but I think it has blue tansy in it, which I think is why it's blue.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's such a good one.
The other one that you just mentioned, is Digize. I think that's good. For when you have like digestive, issues.
Yeah.
You have like a tummy ache and stuff.
Yep.
You put that couple drops like underneath your like under your tongue, and then and that. It's pretty crazy. Like I know that has helped, me a couple times, and other times like other people that we like tell them like, here, take this, and like a few minutes later I was like, hey, I don't feel anything anymore. So that's pretty nuts. And
Yeah, Digize is really good, and it's one that when you first get your kit, I think it's one that people don't often know what to do with,
yeah.
because unlike the other oils, when you open it up, a lot of people think that it smells bad actually.
Right.
And some people don't mind the smell, but some people think that it smells pretty bad, and it's not one that you would typically like diffuse to make your house smell like it,
Yeah.
but it is specifically made for digestion. That's why it's called Digize.
Yeah.
And it has peppermint in it, which is known for helping with digestion. And it has some other oils. And you can also put it just directly onto your abdomen if you don't want to put it under your tongue. And that can also just help, like from the
Yeah.
outside in. And yeah, I've had a lot of people say that that's helped them so much. And one person, I was actually showing them like some of the oils from the starter kit. And I opened up the bottle of Digize and I was like, oh yeah, this one doesn't smell great, but it's for digestion. Here, like, take a smell of it. And she smelled it. And I'm not joking you,
Yeah.
her stomach like made a sound. Like it
That's
started
crazy.
like grumbling, or not
Yeah.
grumbling like she was hungry, but you know,
Yeah,
like you
yeah.
could hear that it
Made a
was
sound.
affecting her digestion literally just from smelling it.
That's
It
crazy.
was so crazy. We were both like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really funny, but that's a great one. And then, oh, one more oil I wanted to mention that comes in the starter kit. And there's 12, so we're not talking about all of them, but another one is frankincense. That one is really good. It's a very grounding smell, so that can be really good for trying to kind of ground your emotions and things like that. And it's also really good for the skin. So that's a good one to put like into a toner, or you could even add a drop to your moisturizer or something like that. And it's really, really good for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an awesome one. And it's really cool that that comes in the starter kit, because that's actually a more like valuable, expensive oil. So it's really cool that you can try that one out right away.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think like, you know, all these oils and stuff, like, you know, a lot, I would say like, you know, choose your, it's like find your drink, you know, like choose your, you know, find your oil and
that's
stuff.
That's very
like,
true. Yeah.
I think that it, you know, it might affect people differently. Right.
Yeah.
Like everybody, like, you know, we believe that everyone has, you know, their own body, and their body reacts differently than others. And it's not the same. So just be mindful and aware of like, okay, you know, how is this reacting, you know, responding to my body?
Yeah, that's, you know, very true.
Like I'm looking, thinking back about like when we had our, you know, three kids, we each had them like mix their own little
oils blend.
And, you know, from all these oils we had, and we opened all of them up and we had them smell them one by one. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, for one, like, you know, for one that, they might have liked the smell, and the other one might not, you know?
Yeah, one of them loved, like, floral scents.
Yeah, the other one liked, like, peppermint, you know, so much. And so it's so crazy at the end. Like, I smelled all of them, and, like, one of them was all, like, it was, like a rose garden.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. And then another one was, like, very minty. And yes. The other one was, you know, I forgot. But it was different, you know? And
no, so it was so funny because our son, like, he would almost every oil that I gave him, he would have such a strong reaction to it. And sometimes it was like, ugh, like he didn't like it. And then other ones, he was like, yeah. Whoa, like he had such strong reactions.
Yeah.
And it was always the minty ones, like the peppermint, and Pan Away has peppermint in it too.
Yeah.
And those ones, he was just like, ah, like he loved those minty smells.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, with that said, like there's a ton of stuff that we could talk about. The good and the bad, the pros and cons, you know, the good, bad, and ugly and stuff. Like, by the end of the day, like, we do love this. That's why we are, you know, turning this into a business.
Yeah. So, like you said, we've kind of barely just scratched the surface of all of this. But those are some of the, you know, our favorite oils that come in the starter kit. And like we said, we are, you know, doing this as a business.
Yeah.
If you have any questions or any feedback about it, we would, you know, love to hear that. If this is something that you're interested in trying out, we would also love to, you know, help you out and get you started and answer any questions that you have. So feel free to reach out if that's something that you are interested in. And we are never going to put any pressure on you
right,
at all.
Yeah. One big thing we like about a company like this, Young Living, is that they're pretty transparent.
Yeah.
You know, you could like visit their farm and stuff and mm-hmm. learn how things are done. And so we also like to be transparent, you know, and be honest with you and tell you like, yeah, this one, you know, oil was awesome for me, you know, and this other product might not have helped, you know, or like this product right now I'm like working on. It's a project, and see how it helps me.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Very true.
Like right now, you know, I'm using this like a spray to help like my hair, mm-hmm. you know, and have some like super thin hair and on top of my, you know, my scalp, and so it looks like it's bald. And so I'm trying to, you know, figure out like, okay, how could I make that, you know, into thick hair and stuff. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
TMI? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think that's good. Yeah. And yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much all that we are talking about today. Again, make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook at The Pulidos, and you can send us any questions or comments, or if you want help learning more about essential oils, you can contact us on there or at thepulidospodcast@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
Yeah. And as G.K. Chesterton says, the trouble with always trying to preserve the health of the body is that it is so difficult to do without destroying the health of the mind.
See you next time.